listening to healthradio.fm. I'm reporter Ruby MacDonald. Today I am here with Dr. DiGiano, Medical Health Officer for Island Health. Thank you so much, Dr. DiGiano, for being in our show today.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
You're very welcome. So with the colder season coming up, there's a lot of people getting sick. How important is it to get a flu shot?
Well, I think it's one of the most important things that people can do to protect themselves every year against influenza. We take it seriously because influenza can be a very serious disease for people and can cause a lot of complications.
And for our listeners who aren't too sure, what is influenza?
So influenza is a disease that's caused by a virus. We tend to see it in the winter months. And typically what people experience is they'll get a fever, they can feel very unwell and achy and very tired, and they'll often have respiratory symptoms like coughing and runny nose.
Mm-hmm. And by getting the flu shot, what does it do to our bodies?
A vaccine basically helps your body recognize the virus and then build some of the antibodies and other immune responses so that when you do get exposed to the real thing, your body can quickly fight it off and you don't fall ill. And our influenza vaccine contains a number of strains against the most common ones that will be circulating in the community. So because there are more than one strain of influenza that can circulate.
There's this perception that after you get a flu shot, you immediately get sick. But what do you expect to feel after you get the flu shot?
Yeah, for the majority of people, you won't actually notice anything at all, and you'll just go on do your regular daily business. Some people will experience what we call sort of local side effects. So that's usually just temporary soreness and redness and sometimes achiness at the site where you got the shot. Some people will feel a little bit more unwell. Usually it's not to the point where you're having to stay home or in bed. And that's usually just a sign that your body is reacting to the vaccine and building up some of those protective elements. It's a very safe vaccine, so the majority of people are not going to have any problems at all receiving it.
Mm-hmm. So you can still go to work without a problem.
Yes, yeah.
And how about children? Because I have a 3-year-old daughter, and I'm quite new with the shots and everything. So I'm curious to know, how important is it for her and for children in general to get flu shots?
Mm-hmm. Well, in BC right now, we really encourage parents who have children who are under 5 years old to get the vaccine. They're automatically eligible. And also for older children who may have other health conditions, including things like asthma or other chronic health conditions. And the main reason for that is that we know that young children are much more likely to suffer some of the complications if they do get flu. So they're more likely to have to go to the doctor, have to go to the hospital. In a few unfortunate cases, children can get very, very ill, and it can sometimes lead even to death.
Mm-hmm. So does it affect children differently, the flu shot, after getting it?
Well, there's different formulations of the vaccine for children. So the one that we're recommending this year is if children are able to get the flu mist, which is the nasal spray. Mm-hmm. A lot of parents like it because it doesn't involve that poke in the arm. And,
oh, great.
And it's oftentimes kids prefer it. And it also is shown in children to be more effective in terms of the level of protection it provides than the needle. There is a small number of children who can't get the nasal spray because it's what's called attenuated vaccine. So it's a live vaccine, as in there is some active modified virus in there. So some children won't be able to get it, but you need to talk with your healthcare provider to decide which one's good for your children.
Well, that's a great alternative to have.
Mm-hmm. And it's very, very popular with kids and adults because it's quick and, you don't have to worry about the pain of a needle.
Mm-hmm. And if there's hesitation for flu shots, clearly we're seeing hesitation with immunization as well. Do you see a comeback of polio, smallpox, measles, mumps, and rubella?
Well, some of those diseases, fortunately, we have not seen a comeback. We are certainly concerned that our immunization rates overall have been dropping in the province for children. And, that's always a potential possibility. We've seen return of measles in some communities in BC and in other parts of the world.
Yeah.
And same with things like pertussis, whooping cough.
And speaking of other sides of the world, is vaccination the same worldwide or is it specific for different parts of the world?
Yeah, so different parts of the world may have different vaccine schedules. So basically, at what age a child would receive a vaccine and what the specific diseases are. There are some sort of global goals, I guess, to make sure that children around the world do receive at least a minimum set of vaccines. But they are there are some variations from country to country. Generally speaking, we have the similar vaccines across Canada and then in most of, you know, North America and Western Europe.
So do you know who makes it?
So vaccines are produced by a number of different companies. So it really kind of depends on where you go, in which countries, which vaccine producers make which vaccines. Most of the vaccines have similar types of production standards, and they have to go through the same sort of checks and quality and safety regulations that the governments have in place for vaccines.
What do they check for? What is in vaccinations?
So it really depends on each vaccine because they're all made specifically for specific diseases.
Mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, usually what a vaccine contains is like a small piece of the virus or the bacteria that won't cause the whole disease itself because it's not the whole, you know, whole germ, but it's enough that it primes the body to recognize it, sometimes build antibodies, so that when you do see the real thing, your body can immediately, you know, create a quick immune response and then not develop the full disease.
Okay. So it's specific.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's quickly go back to flu shots. When is the best time to get it done?
Mm-hmm. I recommend that people get it as soon as it's available and that they can go in to get it. So right now it's available in BC through pharmacies, physicians, and starting this week in many public health clinics.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I recommend people get it early is that it does take a few weeks to develop full protection. And we do know that influenza season generally starts into the late December, but we have had some signs of early influenza this year, so definitely think it's a good idea to get it on board as soon as you can.
Okay, well, I'll definitely make sure to get my flu shots as soon as possible and get my little girl one as well. And I hope our listeners are more aware of how important it is to get their flu shots. So thank you so much, Dr. DiHoyano, for being on HealthRadio.fm. You've been a great pleasure to have on our show.
Oh, thank you very much for having me, and good health to everybody.
Thank you.